Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. One thing's for sure. God could have just spoken the devil out of existence and poof, he'd be gone. But that would have left him undefeated. That's right. So that's why God chose rather instead to come and be robed in flesh and kick him out. Because then he'd be defeated. Hallelujah. And I'm glad he did. And so we're just going to kick a little bit further tonight. Ephesians chapter 1. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 12. That we should be to the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory. Which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to us who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under His feet and gave Him to be the head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him that filleth all in all. I want to pull out two verses real quickly. Verse 14 again. Which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession we've been paid for under the praise of His glory. Verse 18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of His calling and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. I'm preaching for a while tonight. God paid for it. Let's perform. God paid for it. Let's perform. Let's lift our hands to the Lord and worship Him. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's do it again. Let's clap our hands unto the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh. Thank you, Jesus, the Lord bless you. You may be seated. Jesus in the Gospels made a statement. He said, the kingdom of God is likened to a man who found the treasure in the field and went and sold all that he had to buy the treasure. Now he bought the whole field just to get the treasure. Jesus Christ bought the whole world to get the church. And that's not a dead church. And that's not a church that don't believe in power and miracles. God didn't pay for a lifeless church. God didn't pay for a breathless vessel. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God? And if God is living on the inside of us tonight, then we are alive. We're not dead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He didn't walk that dusty trail to Mount Calvary and shed His blood and go through all of the agonizing suffering of the cross just for us to be able to sit somewhere in some formality in religion. But He paid for a life-filled church. Even from the foundation of the world, the fact was stamped that the blood of the Lamb was declared in the wisdom and mind of God. I'm going to have a church, and that church is going to be full of power and glory and honor and magnificence and excellence in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now the scripture says in Romans chapter 6 and verse 12, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lusts thereof. In other words, sin is not a dictator of my life. I'm not some horse that's being led by the reins of sin. I don't go that way anymore. There are desires in my heart that have deleted. They're gone. I don't think the way I used to think now that the Spirit of God is dwelling on the inside of my heart. Neither yield ye your members as instruments. What is an instrument? That is a vehicle of performance. God did not pay for you with His blood for you to open your mouth and be a gossiper or a backbiter, because your tongue is the string of conversation and communication. And God did not pay for some of the things He's been hearing lately. Hallelujah. Somebody's been doing and saying more than amazing grace. Hallelujah. When God picked up His agenda, there wasn't anything on there called jealousy or backbiting or gossip or bad joking. Everybody said amen. Amen. And not only that, but your eyes, they are the cords of spiritual vision. If God dwells on the inside of us, how in the Spirit does He expect to see through the flesh? You give God eyes to see with. You give God hands to work with. You give God feet to walk with. You give God ears to hear with. Your eyes are the cords of spiritual vision. And when they spend too much time staring at ungodly things, there's almost a blessing that comes across the face of Messiah. He wants to cover His eyes. I mean, now, if somebody were to streak down the middle of this church, wouldn't you think that'd be out of place? Wouldn't you think so? Especially if it was your wife or husband. You'd be covering Junior's eyes over here. Cover your eyes! How do you think the Spirit of the Lord feels sometimes when we look at things we ought not look at? You say, well, I'm human. Well, that's right. But the more human you are, the less spiritual you are. Let's clap our hands to the Lord, shall we? Hallelujah. Praise God. Neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead. Not just alive, but alive from the dead. That means you've been raised. There's been an experience of resurrection. There's been a power of Holy Ghost living on the inside of you. It's not just enough for us to know we are alive. We have to know we've been raised from the dead. We've been quickened from the death of sin. Life from another world and from the heavenlies has been breathed into our nostrils of our spiritual and inner man. We are alive from the dead. And your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Instruments, vehicles of performance. God wants our lips to be full of loving kindness. He wants our eyes to be filled with the things of God. He wants our ears not to be hearing rock and roll and country and off-colored music that doesn't belong in our cars and stereo systems at home. Because God's not dancing to what your ears are hearing. I'm sorry to tell you that. And if God's not dancing, who is? You're dancing to the drumbeat of another spirit. Hallelujah. I just get that kind of cross real quickly and to the point. Hallelujah. You ought to close your ears to that mess, young people. They're not talking about the love of God. They're not talking about things that are wholesome. They're not talking about a revelation of holiness. They're not talking about loving God and being more like Him. They're talking about being more like the world. They're talking about sexual fantasies. They're talking about explicit things that ought not to be heard over the radio. Hallelujah! Young people, that is not the kind of church that God paid for. There's better things to do with our time than that. Hallelujah. But as instruments of righteousness unto God, I want to know that with every action in my heart and every action of my everyday living, that I'm pleasing the Lord. Hallelujah. And that when He pulls back the curtain and takes away the veil of my inner intentions, that He knows by looking across with His Word and scanning over my mind, He knows that my ulterior and ultimate desire is to please God. He paid for a church not just to mechanically control. He paid for a church that would emotionally love Him, not just from the mind, but would open up the heart and say, God, the reason I'm walking and talking the way that I do is because I love You and I want to please You. And when You look on my life, I want You to get everything You paid for. Oh, hallelujah. Let's clap our hands to the Lord again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. There was a great price that was paid for this church. Every drop of the blood of the Lamb that spilled from the cross of Calvary. We weren't paid. We weren't bought. We were not redeemed. We were not saved. We were not brought out of sin by something that was corruptible and will gather dust and rust and fade away into the sands of time. We were bought with something that was eternal, the blood of Christ.
Oh.
We were reconciled unto God by His death, and even much more reconciled and shall be saved by His life. I live and I function and I breathe 24 hours a day to be in performance for the Prince, for the King, for the Master. He is what is important. More than my job. That's right. More than just preaching. Hallelujah. More than just daily functions of living. More than going down and enjoying a good basketball game in the afternoon. But the number one total reason for my life is to perform and please my God. To the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, you go down to Walmart and you buy you that battery that's on sale, that red one. And it's pretty good size. You take it home, put it in your car, hook it up, sit in the driver's seat, turn the ignition. You get out, raise the hood, play with the cables a little bit more. Something's wrong. Kick the car a couple of times. Maybe that'll work. That always usually helps, just a little bit. Even punch out a windshield if you have to. Of course, then you have to go to the doctor and fix your bloody hand. Get back in the car, sit in the driver's seat, turn the ignition again. By this time, you're really getting frustrated. Pull the keys out, throw them. Now you got to search for the next 10 minutes to find your keys. Because it's dark outside, and you didn't turn on the porch light, and you're too lazy to walk in and turn it on, so you're out there in the grass looking for your keys. You're really upset now by the time you find them. You walk back over there, your hood's still raised, and you're still messing with the cables. Must not be the cables. I didn't pay for this. Well, it's a red battery. Doesn't make any difference what color it is. If it doesn't work, it's of no value. Say, man, well, it's pretty big. It ought to be full of something. Doesn't make any difference what the size is. If it ain't working, it's worth nothing. That's not what I paid $39.95 for. A dead battery. So by the time you unhook the cables and take the battery out and you go down to Walmart and set it up on the counter, you are red in the face. And those little beads, sweat beads, are popped out on your nose. And they're saying, sir, can I help you? Yeah, I want my money back. Battery doesn't work. Okay, sir. But would you like another? No, I'm going to go somewhere else and get me another one. Well, we got a blue one over here. I don't want a blue one. I want a red one. So you go down to Sears, and you get your battery. And you go and put it in your car. Get in the car. You're about ready to take your car down to the junkyard. You get out and you mess with the cables a little bit longer and you get in and finally it starts and you say, oh, thank you, Jesus. I can go to sleep now. Because that's what you pay for, isn't it? God comes to church sometimes. Come on, this isn't what I paid for. Not a dead battery. This thing's supposed to be alive. Oh, yeah. And the same 15 get up and shout and serve it. And God looks back on the back row. Yeah, that's what I'm preaching to tonight. And those scattered in the middle that never do shout. And He says, that's not what I paid for, a dead battery. Maybe you ought to read Luke chapter 24 again. The scripture said when they came to the sepulchre, they found the stone rolled away. Verse 3, they walked in and found not the body of the Lord. The body of the Lord is not dead. It's alive. Where you been going to church lately? Well, I've been going down to that First Church of the North Pole. Well, who's the pastor? Frosty. You know they sing about it. Frosty the Snowman. You ought to see the drummer. He plays the drums with ice picks. Man, does anything ever happen? Oh, we might get an amen once every blue moon. And then when that happens, the preacher starts sweating. Yeah. See, the church is alive. The body is the fullness of Him that filleth all in all. For it pleased God that all the fullness of the Godhead should dwell in Him bodily. Bodily. Who's the body? The church. The body of Christ is the church. If all the fullness of the Godhead dwelleth in Him bodily, we ought to have something more than us than just silence. We ought to have something on the inside of us that's more than just deadness and dullness. It's life. And life everlasting. God paid for a church that is powerful. Now, I rejoice with my friends that have been shouting with us every night. But I'm trying to get something across to those that just keep sitting here. That's not what God paid for. I mean, I go down to the local music hall and the Landing Wolf Singers are there. And I pay $10.50. And I pull out my ticket. And I've been standing in line for 3 hours because I even had me a little sleeping cot out there. Pull out my ticket. Yeah, you're on about row A, seat number 13, 14 and 15. So me and Tim, Brother Shirley, we go down and get our seats. We start to get sit down. It's about 10 minutes till the program starts. So Tim runs up and gets us some popcorn, some Cokes. Man, we're sitting there. We're all ready. Oh, man. Landing Wolf Singers. My favorite. Clock strikes 7:30. Must have had my watch set fast. Get a little nervous now. Start rocking back and forth. Popcorn falling in the floor. Done spilt the Coke on my tie. I'm waiting. I'm getting pretty impatient now. Man, I paid $10.50. How much did you pay for this, Tim? Yeah, I paid $10.50. How much did you pay for that, Brother Shirley? $10.50. Can't believe they charge us that much for the Landing Wolf Singers. So we're talking, though, mouthful of popcorn, take a little sip of Coke every now and then. 7:35, curtain opens. Landing Wolf Trio. We're sitting just like this in our seats. It's the Landing Wolf Singers, man. It's the Landing Wolf Singers. Got our pen, our paper ready for autograph. They come out on stage. Take about 10 minutes to warm their instruments up. See if the right keys, make sure nothing's flat. Got the sound just right. All the mic, yeah, everything's good. Okay, let's sing. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. And that's exactly what we're doing. I could have got this down at the church. Hey, they sing it through twice. Okay, that's it, boys. Close the curtain. We're finished for the night. Appreciate you folks being with us. Enjoyed it. We'll see you next week. No, you won't. I ain't never paying $10.50 again for Amazing Grace. I paid for more than that. I expect a little more performance. I expect a little more singing. I mean, I didn't spend 3 weeks advertising. 2.5 weeks being in the mall shopping and buying me new clothes. Bought me 5 different outfits for one night. And this is all I get? You better believe I'm mad. I want my money back. Now check God out. He's sitting up in the midst of all of His angels. Hey God, where are you going tonight? Got an appointment at 7:30. Where at? Living Way Apostolic Church, West Monroe. Well, who's down there? Oh, they're the finest group of people you ever have seen. They love me. They worship. They shout. They dance. Oh, every time I go there, I just get excited. And the angels, they're just kind of frothing at the mouth. Whew. Gabriel, you know, God said, close your mouth, Gabriel. I'll let you go with me. So he packs up all his angels. We're going to go down there to Living Way tonight. What's going to happen? You just wait and see. I'm not going to tell you nothing. God said, I'm not going to tell you nothing. Just going to wait and see. God comes, gets him a front row seat. 7:30. It's 8:30 now. 7:30. God's sitting there. And Sister So-and-so, who's supposed to have the Holy Ghost for 35 years, sitting on that same pew. It's got her imprint right there on the... She always sits in that same spot. Got her initials carved in the pew on the end. Same old group of young people sitting right there. All of a sudden, curtain draws. God says, angels, get ready for this. Gabriel says, ready for what? We do more than this in heaven, God. What do you want us to see? About this time, God's getting pretty upset. He said, you know what, Gabriel? I paid for more than that from Sister So-and-so. At least she could say I love you every now and then. Hey, God. Yes, Gabriel. What's she been eating lately? Persimmons? No, Gabriel. She's just got a bad attitude. She's letting the devil get to her, and he ain't even been touching her all day long. It's just her human will. What you going to do, God? I'm going to be long-suffering and patient because I paid for more than this. I paid for better than that. Oh, wait a minute. About this time, somebody finally gets up and goes, and the same 15 jump out now and shout and dance and run the aisle. And God smiles just a little bit, but he's still not pleased. Because you know what he says to Gabriel? Hey, Gabriel, I remember the day of Pentecost. They were all in one accord. The whole house was on fire. Everybody was praising God. Now, I have to admit, Gabriel, I am somewhat pleased with those that constantly worship my front row gang. I love you. You guys are with me through thick and thin. And some of you that are scattered and speckled out like pepper and salt through the crowd. I'm very pleased. But God somehow in the Spirit tonight, and I felt this in the Holy Ghost, is wanting to just kind of lay those people aside because they've gotten the emphasis on most of this revival. And he's wanted to emphasize on you. He's wanting to know why you don't love him. You say you do, but you don't show him that you do. You say, well, I come to church. Well, so do the Levites. You say, well, I pay my tithes. Well, so do the Israelites. You say, well, I give in the offering. I've not missed a Sunday school service in the last year and a half. That's good. But you've been doing that from up here. It's time that you open this up down here, this heart. And since this is Valentine's Day, who deserves the most love? He does. He paid for it. Let's perform. I want to give you this one more scripture before we open the curtains. Because we're fixing to show God some stuff. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10. The scripture said, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. That's performance. It's not all in performance. And that's not the most important thing. Because grace is the most important thing. But if you have been touched by grace, it's time for you to do some good works and perform. We can't keep swinging our bats in the practice field. Someday we're going to have to get up to the home plate in the real game and do some real swinging. and quit practicing and start performing. And quit telling everybody what we're going to do and just start doing it. Hallelujah. God paid for a glorious, live, powerful, impacting a church that would turn the world upside down. That's the kind of apostolic church that God paid for. And that's what I want to give it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's stand on our feet tonight. Let's lift up more than just our minds and voices. Let's open up the deep crevices of our heart. I'm preaching to somebody tonight that while revival fire has been burning for 85% of this church, in the 15%, you've been cold. You've been dying. But God wants to raise you up. He paid the price. He wants you to perform. He wants you to step out and worship Him with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, and all of your strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, there comes a time when we need to quit talking about being the miracle church and start performing. There comes a time when we need to stop quoting, "Greater things than these shall you do," because that goes to the Father. And we need to start reaching out a hand to the lame man at the gate beautiful and say, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee." The problem is, we've been walking by the lame and those that need miracles, and we've been flipping our coins in their tin cups and hearing them jangle it while we walk and pass on by. It's time that we lay down the mechanics and lay down the methods and pick up the spirit, pick up the faith, pick up the name of Jesus, and start performing what God has paid for this church to do. We're not a dead battery. We're live. We're full up. There is no emptiness in us. There is no vacant spot in performance. We are totally and all committed unto God tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I want everybody right now that needs a financial miracle, I want you to step out in the middle aisle. You need a financial miracle tonight. You need a desperate financial miracle tonight. Now, we're not going for 90% results tonight. We're shooting for 100. We're batting 1,000 tonight. Everybody standing in this aisle tonight is going to get their financial miracle. God paid for it. The church with our faith tonight, we're going to perform. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to walk back. I'm going to lay my hand on your head and say, "In Jesus' name." And your financial miracle is going to start performing. Hallelujah. Now let me just say this. There are some needs that are greater than finances here tonight. There's some folks that need the Holy Ghost. I'm going to get to you next. If you need God tonight, it's time to quit talking about it. Time to quit just saying, "I think I'll live for God someday. I want to live for God. I know I need to get right." It's time to quit saying all that business and just start living for God. You need to repent tonight. You need to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And you need to receive the wonderful gift of the Holy Ghost tonight. Hallelujah. Everybody that believes it's going to happen, I want you to lift your hand and say, "In Jesus' name." Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, so be it. To know, so shall it come to pass. When the word of the Lord goes forth, it does not return void. David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's church is a prospering church. God's church is a growing church. God's church is a powerful church, a moving church. It's not dead. We're not just a bunch of poor folk. We are a people. We are a children of God tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Now, I want to open up this altar or even this aisle to somebody that wants to receive the Holy Ghost tonight. Tonight's your night. If you're in this place and you need the Holy Ghost tonight, you haven't repented of your sins, you need to do that tonight, because the Lord's coming soon. Hallelujah. You have not repented of your sins, you need to be stepping out in this aisle right now and walking down this altar. And it's not just this physical altar that makes the difference, it's your heart that's the altar. Come on. You've talked about it long enough. You need to just do it. God wants to fill you with the Holy Ghost tonight. Oh, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. Let's sing. Let's worship.